the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Another week.
I heard some heavy breathing from you.
Yeah, because I have to breathe to speak.
Yeah, I know but no, I mean, I don't.
And now, the HBO original series, The Hotshot Whiz Kids.
You're breathing out when you talk like that.
And now. That's how he does it. We got to get that guy to do that for
kind
us.
Kind of like a deep whisper.
So at the beginning of our podcast, like, and now. The HBO original series, The Hotshot Whiz Kids.
A couple problems with that. One, we're not on HBO.
Oh.
Two, that guy probably has a contract with them, so he just can't go around doing that same voice.
And now, you're going to suck my cock. If I was him, I'd be doing that all day.
Yeah.
And now,
I know you.
And now, I'm going to drink this latte from Starbucks.
Do you think he does that all the time? Like, wherever he is? Okay, sir, that'll be, $4.35, and now I'm going to hand you a $5 bill. Hey, are you the HBO guy? Actually, I am.
And now, I'm going to pay for credit. Which button should I push?
that drives me crazy.
Every store's different.
I know!
And now they're all getting the chip ones, so if you got a chip, you gotta, like, you got a chip, you gotta put it in the...
Sometimes I cancel it. I'm like, I'm sorry. I canceled it by mistake. Because for one store, it's green. Yeah. Another one's red. So I don't fucking know.
I don't mind the chip. But some stores have the slot for it. And then you stick it in. And they're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't work. You just got to swipe it.
Yeah, that's only for Chip. My friend Chip, he can only use
it. It's like, put a sign there. I don't know. Some places, like, it yells at you, like, no, you got a chip card, you got to put...
You know, why wouldn't you make something that has worked for both? Why do you have two separate things?
No, you don't want to swipe. Swiping is not very secure. That's why they got the chips. And by January, everyone's supposed to switch over.
No. But, I mean, why wouldn't it be the same? Why would... If I swiped, the chip would be activated.
Because you got to use the chip.
No, but the chip is being used when
you
swipe.
No, it's not!
No, I'm saying, why don't they make it that way? There is no swipe bar.
It's a different way to do it.
Yeah, I understand, but they could have made it more... They could have just made it, like, the same function.
You're not... No, because when you swipe, it's a magnetic strip. The chip is a chip.
No, I understand. The chip cards don't have the magnetic swipe.
Yeah, they do.
I'm saying that's how they should have made it.
But then you wouldn't be able to... Some places don't have them. Then when you go to these small places or whatever... You can't use your card.
Man, everything's all fucked up.
Eventually, it'll all be chips. That's why they're... By January, all retailers are supposed to be, I think, switched over.
I don't have any chip cards.
You're going to get them. They're all switching over. They're supposed to send them to you. If you don't get one by... this, I would call and ask them for one.
I haven't had any. My bank or credit cards. I still have my regular shit.
Yeah, because supposedly in January, you're going to be screwed. Now, I'm sure they're going to give, like, a... extension, because they always do, because no one's ever...
Yeah, well, is someone good at their job?
You know, I say, you know what? Fucking...
No extension. You get a fucking fine. Hey, this was... Your one job was to swap everyone's shit out. You didn't do it. There's a consequence. Just like us, okay? Regular people in real life. If I have something to do, like, I had to pay my credit card bill by this date. Guess what? I didn't. There's a consequence. Now it's a $35 charge. Then you tack on another charge because of the overdraft. Then there's another charge because of this. But you're going to get a fucking pass? Fuck you.
I wish that they would pass a law that the credit card companies have to have a grace period like every other... Every other thing you pay, there's a grace period. Whether it's a car payment, unless you have one of those high-risk loans.
Yeah.
Because you have no credit, so, you know...
Why would they do that?
So you pay weekly.
They'd lose money doing that, you know? Like, I don't want to fucking do that. Fuck you, I'm taking your money. That's why we have this credit card business. So we can sucker you assholes into buying all your shit on credit.
But I'm saying there should be a law, because...
There should be. There should be lots of laws.
If I got to pay by 5 p.m. on whatever, and I pay at 5:01, you know, if I press send at 5 o'clock and it switches over while it's loading... I have a $35 fee.
Wow.
Which is stupid.
Unfortunately.
First of all, it should be till midnight.
The people who make the laws are always in bed with the corporations. Who do you think is donating to all their fucking campaigns? I have the credit card lobbyist here, so...
My insurance payment, I'm constantly paying that late. I'm always getting the pink envelope from Geico. Pink slip. I always say,
fired you.
I go, it's a breast cancer awareness envelope. My neighbors are looking at me.
Do your neighbors inspect your mail before you get it?
Yeah, they go to see if I have any outstanding bills.
Very nosy, your neighbors.
Yeah, then I always complain. I'm dealing with all these medical bills. The lot one, I paid it, my $30 minimum payment, and for some reason on the new statement, they said I only paid $3.20.
Trying to sucker you.
But the $30 was taken out of my bank, and when I did the math on what it was right, like what I still owe right now was $30 less. So I'm like, all right, I guess I should call them and make sure, but.
Yeah, as long as it all kind of works out.
But if they have me down as not paying my full, I don't know how it works. I don't know if that's done manually or what. Like the one I got to pay by check because they don't have a credit card. I called to pay and she's like, the one lady from a different department's like, yeah, they don't have a credit card machine down there. I don't know. Seems stupid to me, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know what? You buy that little shit, hook it up to your smartphone. You know, you can get that.
So I don't. So that one, and then I'm all out of checks. I hate to pay for checks. It's like $15 for checks.
I don't know. I don't use checks. So I have like checks mix, but
I have to for some things.
Yeah. No, I don't. For me,
I got it for my rent, and then
I pay my rent in cash. Cash business.
No, I don't.
I know. Well, you mail it.
Yeah.
I don't mail.
I don't see the guy.
Yeah. Speaking of neighbors, man, I was so thrown.
I love that Seth Rogen movie. I'm really excited about the sequel coming out.
I've never seen it, even though someone told me, oh, it was so funny, but I don't trust anyone's judgment.
And Chloe Grace is going to be... Chloe Grace...
I don't know who that is.
Hit Girl is going to be in it.
Oh,
she's in
her?
A bikini.
Oh, yeah.
But she got mad because people posted pictures of her in the bikini.
I'd rather
people pay attention to my acting. It's unfortunate, you know. She's
well, look, if you were acting in radio,
why can't she be like Hit Girl?
If you were doing like some kind of radio drama, then sure, we're gonna mostly pay attention to your acting.
She's not my idol, but that old saying, "Never meet your idols," it's true because
everyone's an idiot. That's why.
Yeah, because she's some people are cool. Like Robert Downey Jr. really seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's an older movie, but I'll be reviewing on Wednesday The Judge. His movie from a couple years ago or last year or whatever.
Was that on Netflix?
No, I don't think so. I've had it in my DVR for like a year and a half.
Oh, that might have been on HBO or something.
Yeah, I had it in my DVR forever.
I haven't seen it, but I know all of it.
Robert Duvall.
It's yeah, it's his
good
dad,
movie.
And he has to come back to town.
That fat guy from Law & Order SVU, who's also
Vincent
in Jurassic
D'Onofrio?
World. Yeah, who's also in Jurassic World.
Yeah. I remember a long time ago, he wasn't fat.
Well, you know.
That's how far back I remember.
Depends on what character he's playing, you know?
Oh, man, he's really dedicated to his craft.
In The Judge, he played a failed baseball, high school baseball star.
Huh.
See, that's a good thing to play, because a lot of those big athletes, when they, like,
get
blow
fat.
Their knee out, yeah, they get all fat.
Yeah.
So.
In life, I play a failed human.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I've been mad about? My
humans.
Scale that I've been using.
Is your scale broken?
I bought the cheapest scale, and it says I weigh over 200 pounds. Like, it said I weigh, like, 208 or something.
Maybe you do.
I don't think so.
Why do you blame the scale?
Blame
your fat ass.
I don't look like I weigh 208, do I?
Well, listen, I didn't want to say anything.
I don't, though. You know, and it's weird because people go, oh, it's 6'1", 210 pounds, that's a big guy. But I'm not much lighter than that. No one would ever say I'm a big guy. They'd say I'm tall.
Have you tried calibrating your scale to see if
Yeah, I put a weight on it instead of 20. But my theory was that it's such a cheap scale that when you go over a certain weight, it's like it's not as accurate.
Okay. You know.
Because I had my brother there, and he said, I'm over... He was even more. He was like 220 or something. So I'm like, there's no way we weigh that much.
Man, you guys are in such fucking denial in this house. Listen, you know how to test your theory? Take that 20-pound weight and hold it. Walk on there with it. If you're the same weight plus 20 pounds...
That doesn't solve anything.
No, you said it changes more when it goes over a certain weight.
So yeah, that's already, it's already changed over.
But
it's not accurate.
I think it is.
It would if at some point, like when there's too much weight on there, it fluctuates too much, right?
Yeah.
If I added 120 pounds, it's not going to be. It's going to be. Who knows?
No, the fluctuation would work on the 20.
And the other thing with the scale, it's too. I'm so tall, I can't see the fucking numbers.
It's over. You can't see the numbers over your gut.
No.
And that's part of the problem. I hate to break it to you.
So I'm going to have to buy a real scale, I guess.
Not like these fake scales I you thought, have.
Don't some,
got out of a cereal
don't
box.
Some, I thought some drugstores had scales.
I've never seen a scale in a drugstore.
I don't get them in the mall, like the, outside of GNC.
The thing is, I don't know if anyone's coming around and calibrating that fucking... you just put a couple quarters in there. That's not like a real scale. You know? I don't think anyone touches that shit. So I wouldn't trust that.
Because I just get the binary scale.
Now, for me, I use my We Fit.
And the other thing, my pair of jeans has gotten tighter, and I don't know if I'm getting fatter or if they're shrinking.
Man, you are just... You're reaching for so many excuses. One, your scale is obviously broken. Two, your pants are obviously shrinking.
Whatever.
Where's reality here?
If I weigh 208, that means I gained 25 pounds in like 2 months. There's just no way. Because when I was at the doctor a couple months ago, I weighed like 180 or something.
Now his scale is right? No, it's not broken?
It was 184. I did gain a little weight because I was set 174 before that.
It's a trend. Upward mobility.
You really think I could gain 30 pounds in a couple months? I mean, that's a lot of weight. That's like me getting bigger for a role in Hollywood.
Well, you're dedicated. Professional you are.
See, that's why I can't talk to you. Because now you're just going to goof on me instead of like coming up with a good solution.
Here's a good solution. If you don't trust that scale, get another fucking scale.
That costs money. That's why I got that scale, because it was $7. The other scales are like 20, 30, 40. The electronic
ones. You
know,
the thing is, and you can't get an accurate weight of yourself at the doctor's office because you can't like get naked.
Well, see, people say that shit. For me, I'm wearing clothes 99% of the time.
It doesn't matter.
That's how much I weigh.
No, it does. I've said it before. I'm a knight. I wear a suit of armor all the time. When I weigh myself, I'm going to stand there in my fucking suit of armor. Because that's what I'm wearing. That's not your fucking weight, dude. If mostly you spent your life in fucking stilts, is that how tall you are?
Yeah.
I'm mostly in stilts, so that's how tall I am. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, if I'm one of those street performers, I'm, you know.
Look, I'm 12 feet tall. That's what I put on my license, because I'm always wearing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I guess I could go to the hospital. Sometimes they have the scales just out in the hallway.
Do they? Can you just wander around? Like, what's your business here, sir? I'm looking for a scale.
You'd be surprised at how little people pay attention to you.
Oh, you know what? Hospitals, I mean, they technically have security, but really, when you go to visit someone, you don't fucking sign in.
You do at some hospitals.
Rarely, though. You know what?
When I was at, everyone that came to visit me, not you, you didn't come visit, but...
What hospital were you at?
I don't know. I think it's called Sisters or something.
Oh, okay. Like. Well, you don't know. Do I know what hospital you were at? They all have names, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
But when I go to a hospital, you just fucking walk in and go up to the elevator. If you know their room number, if you don't, you stop at the desk and be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. But if you know it, you just fucking walk
up.
Yeah,
the one I was at, you had to sign in.
Yeah, so, I mean, some you do, some you don't. But
because I'm so famous. They didn't want,
you know what the thing is, too?
They don't want a lot of my fans coming by.
Even if you sign in.
See me in my fragile state.
They don't ask for IDs. There's not much of a security system. Like, my name's Jonathan Stenson.
Have you only been to this one hospital?
Dude, I've been to plenty of hospitals.
Well, probably not the one that I went to.
Yeah, I've never been to Sisters, which is true. Did they show IDs?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I was just sitting in bed.
Then why are you assuming they did?
You know what I want to do? Speaking of hospitals, I want to go to a hospital when a nurse walks by, grab her and go, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it, doc?
She's not a doctor. She's a nurse.
Yeah, that's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
Or a doctor, either way.
A lot of confusion. They might call the police, because you're not really allowed to lay hands on people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'll just yell at him then. Is he going to make it?
Anyway, speaking of neighbors.
Or I'll sneak in. You know what? I'll get a gown on and sneak into an empty, like, empty change of a room. Just get on the bed.
You could. And just fucking hang out there. Eventually, someone's going to come in. And
yeah, like, new page. They'll be rolling in a new page. What? Shit, there's someone. Hey, there's someone already in room 206.
Hey, there's no chart out here. Susie. And there's going to be a lot of confusion for a little while before they finally, you know, throw you out.
Yeah.
Now, would they call the police?
Probably, I would imagine.
But why? How is that illegal? I was just taking a nap.
I bring my whole family there. It's a cheap hotel.
I know.
They're visiting me. And I'm like, ooh, what if take turns laying in bed.
What if that's a homeless scam? You stash your clothes, and then you grab a, you have a gown, well, and just fucking sneak in.
Homeless injure themselves all the time to get admitted to hospitals. Yeah. Because what the fuck? What are they going to do?
Homeless people and junkies. You hurt yourself. Like, I need pain meds. Holy shit, I fell down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, that show Shameless, he broke his leg. Well, that was for a lawsuit, but still.
Yeah, I mean, they do that too. Lawsuits, you want your medication.
You need a hotel, like, hey, we're going to Miami, we need a hotel. Don't worry. Just sneak in the hospital, find an empty room.
Miami Memorial Hospital.
There we go. Hey, what hotel are you staying at? At Miami Memorial. The hospital? Yeah, room 306, we're in the maternity ward. All the other ones are full.
Yeah, so if you want a combined visit, visiting hours are from 4 to 8. So,
which they let people stay at usually anyways if you want
to. Yeah, unless the lady's a bitch. But usually they'll let you stay a little later.
Sometimes if it's a real serious case, sometimes they'll let you stay
a little. Oh, yeah, they'll let you sleep over. Depending. Yeah,
it's tough you get in bed with them.
Yeah, a lot of hospital fucking going on.
Oh, but yeah, you couldn't do anything in the hospital. They come in every 5 minutes bothering your ass.
Well, that's, I mean, I like an audience, so, I mean, it works out.
It's fucking nurses.
It's part of their fucking, they gotta do something. It's their job.
I was thinking, when the nurse is in with me, I'm like, you know, they close the door. She's in here, I mean, how many times do they get assaulted? By like old men or creeps?
Well, mostly, I mean, the creep one, probably not so much. They're kind of at the hospital's mercy when you're injured. Now, old people who are confused, like if you work in a nursing home, you'll get your ass kicked because with dementia patients, like there's a...
Oh, no, I'm talking about like grabbing her tits and, you know, start wanking it. Like, oh, I thought those were my wife's tits. They look familiar.
Like, the old people being confused, but like just you're a fucking creep? That? I don't know. Like I said, I mean, you're in there for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that one.
It's a reason for the season, Mark.
That is true.
So were you angry about the Starbucks cups last week that everyone was up in arms?
Like, I give a fuck.
It's so fucking stupid.
They had red cups. Well, you know, people just look for shit to complain about. Their cups were red. So now, every fucking season, every Christmas season, we have to hear about the fucking war on Christmas.
For some reason, there's this group, and it's a small group, but there's a small group of so-called Christians. I just like saying that because it's insulting.
Yeah.
When you say someone's a so-called. And the so-called lawyer over there.
No, I agree with you. So-called. I don't know if you... I don't know if they legitimately are.
So-called podcasters. Anyway. So every... You know, there's a small contingency of these people.
The thing is, the news likes this story.
Yeah. It's a small amount of people.
It's such a small amount of people. Easily the nudes could fucking ignore it.
Did you say nudes?
The nude news. Anyway, that's the only place I get my news from.
There's a small group of people who I don't... They like the attention or whatever. They feel like they need... That they have to pretend that they're being, you know, whatever.
Marginalized?
Yeah, not even marginalized, but like... Because, you know...
Infringed upon. They're, you know, being attacked.
Yeah, like their religion's being attacked. Meanwhile... No, in this country, in the United States, 81-85% say that they're, you know, identify as Christian. And 93% celebrate Christmas.
Well, the thing is, they don't like all these people celebrating Christmas if they're not Christian. They don't like, it's like, listen, it's just, you know, it's a seasonal holiday. I don't believe Jesus was born. It's a nice thing.
I've said it a million times.
We have presents and the family comes over and it's nice. They don't like that. This is Christmas and whatever else you're doing is wrong.
I said it a million times. Christmas is my favorite. I love Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is great.
But I celebrate secular Christmas. Jesus never even comes up.
I invite him every year. He never comes up, that guy. He's so rude.
He's got a lot of presents to deliver.
He's not Santa Claus.
Maybe he is in disguise. You ever think
of that? Oh, Oh my God, fat Jesus is Santa Claus.
And the reindeers are all his
disciples.
Disciples.
With the horns apostles on their heads. They're in all disguise. Yeah. And they could fly.
Well, of course, they got magic. They got Jesus magic.
That is true. That is true.
But the thing is, like, last year's cups had, like, bells and, you know, snowflakes. It wasn't...
That wasn't like... They didn't have fucking crucifixes and Jesus and the manger and the three kings. Easter.
It would have, like, yeah, the manger and stuff.
Crucifix is always, you know... You could always put that there. You know, still Jesus.
You know what? I'm not offended by Happy Holidays. I'm not offended by Merry Christmas. I'm not offended by anything. I don't give a fuck.
I get annoyed...
I don't care.
I get annoyed when they throw out the have a blessed day. Yeah. It has nothing to do with holidays. People just throw that out. And I find it annoying. It's like, listen, why do I need to be a part of your religion for my 3-second interaction with you? You know, I don't... It's annoying.
But everyone's up in arms, oh, because the cup's red. Red seems pretty Christmassy to me.
Yeah, I know. It is a Christmas color. Make it red and green. It's a fucking Christmas color.
It's a minimalist design. I like that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
These fucks.
I always say, if someone was a cashier and instead of saying have a blessed day, when the person left, they said, assalamu alaikum.
You know, the biggest thing is...
They would have a big conversation with that person.
You know what the biggest thing is? By the way, if someone says something like that to you...
Like, I don't give a fuck. You go... But I could imagine everyone, people being, oh my God.
But you know what you should do? Thank you. Whatever they say.
Well, yeah, that's what I do. I don't tell them, hey, shut the fuck up.
Like if someone said a happy Hanukkah to me, I'd be like... Oh, thank you. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Listen. I don't
I
have...
I guess they thought I was Jewish because of my gigantic nose, but that's okay.
Common mistake. I don't have...
Don't ask me once if I was Jewish. I'm like, nope.
It's because of the nose, right? I don't have confrontations with people. People say shit. I'm like, it's kind of annoying, but you just go with it.
But the biggest...
I'm going to go live my life.
The biggest thing is...
I'm going to stay here with you.
People are fucking dumb.
Well, yeah.
The majority of the population is
super
stupid.
They're dumb and bored. That's a bad combination. They have nothing to fucking do, and they're so stupid. Now they have all this time to complain, and let's organize this kind of boycott on Starbucks. Let's, you know, whatever. But like I said before, though, it's the news. It's their fucking fault. They love reporting it. Just don't report it anymore. We'd never know about it. As you said, it's such a small group. It's a fucking nothing. But meanwhile, they give it fucking traction. And now it's on O'Reilly's talking about it. And, you know, everyone fucking talks about it. O'Reilly's the only one I know. Well, but everyone's fucking talking about it.
O'Reilly's a fucking caricature.
Yeah,
caricature.
I know.
Like him and that Ann Coulter. They're just playing characters.
Well, I'm a caricature, too. So, I fit in.
Anyways, so last week during the terrorist attacks in Paris, Rob Lowe, you know Rob Lowe, the actor.
Of Grindr fame. Not the app looking for sex, but is another show like The Grindr or something.
Yeah. Anyways.
Which I've never seen. Doesn't look good to me. And Fred Savage looks weird.
When the attacks started happening, Rob Lowe on his Twitter said, Viva la France, which is like a...
He's supporting France.
A solidarity thing, like for France, right?
Were they all angry?
So these are the return tweets to this tweet. Are you kidding? We're under hostage taking and gun shooting in Paris right now. Watch the news. 30 person killed.
He's trying to be supportive. Viva la France. Long live France.
Unbelievable, cruel, and uncalled for remark. A solidarity thing. It's cruel.
Well, as you said, people are fucking dumb. They think he was being ironic or sarcastic. Viva la France. They're getting shot.
Susan Carden says, not nice. Pig. For every tragedy in this world, there's an idiotic actor making dumb comments. How ironic is that, that Harry Santos at Crazy Hank 714, he doesn't know what it fucking means, and he's calling someone dumb. Dumb people calling people dumb is funny.
You know, the thing that I hate about it...
Super Rich Librarian, Book Girl 1209 says, he's showing support is a customary phrase.
She's book smart. And the thing is, you know that now Rob Lowe has to make a statement apologizing because that's where his money comes from.
And then somebody else
says... The networks are such a bunch of fucking pussies.
Someone else says, he doesn't like the president, so he can't support a damn country after a terrorist attack. Yep, you're dumb.
All right, whatever. Jesus Christ. Listen, we all know everyone's dumb.
Later on that day, he said... Wow, for all you trolls out there, the phrase Vive la France is a traditional expression of support for France. Don't misinterpret my words.
The problem is that even though everyone knows there are a lot of stupid people out there. The stupid people out there...
They rule the world.
But the stupid people out there are under the impression that there are a lot of stupid people out there. The dumb people don't know they're dumb.
Well, hardly anyone admits... There's two things that people hardly ever admit. Well, there's a lot of things, but two main things is no one admits they don't have a sense of humor, and no one admits that they're stupid, usually.
Yeah. There's a lot of dumb people. And you know what? I give a lot of credit to people who admit, like, listen, I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
There's very few, but I like it when I hear it. It's like, you know what? You are fucking dumb, but at least you own it. You know you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy, the dumb people. Like, you know, I'm not stupid, okay? I'm like, well, you kind of are. And we're not allowed to call anybody dumb anymore, but guess what? And you know what? The fucking bell curve, all right? You got everyone in the middle, you got the dumb people on the left, and you got the really smart people on the right. And most people all fit in the middle, but guess what? We're not all on one fucking spot. We're all over that curve.
Yeah.
Some people are smarter than others. That's a fact of life. And if you acknowledge it, you're an
asshole. But we all know that Mark's the smartest in the whole world.
No.
Listen. You've said that before.
Find the clip. Now. I'll give you some time.
All right, well, I gotta go through 500 episodes.
Listen,
you might even said it in real life. I don't know.
I'm, you know, we're probably. You don't think you're a little closer to the smarter side than the dumber side?
Of course, but you said that you're smart. Didn't you say you're smarter than like Stephen Hawking or something?
I don't recall.
I don't know.
I don't know shit about quantum physics.
You know the problem.
I don't know anything about black holes.
You gotta quantify smart, what it means, because...
Yeah, I know. Listen, we
for
don't...
For me, smart... This is what smart means to me. It doesn't mean that you necessarily know all the facts. It doesn't mean that, you know, you can do long algebra equations. It could mean that. But what it means is that you're quick, you understand things, like... And, you know...
Understand concepts, and maybe you can actually...
Like, you're not confused by situations. You know, you can figure stuff out.
Well, people don't really understand the concept of different areas of intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, you have, like, the social intelligence and... Like, I think there's, like, 9. I really don't know them all. I heard about it once. And it makes a lot of sense.
And ideally, you want to be well-rounded. You don't want to be the...
Picture 9 things in the clustered together. And your intelligence is a circle. You want that circle to have a kind of equal amount of all those different categories.
Yeah, because you got some people, like people on the autistic spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
They know every episode of whatever show, or they, you know, they're phenoms in certain things, but socially they can't do anything.
Yeah, or like their math skills are fucking outrageous. You have guys that are on the spectrum and they know your birthday for every year. Ever. It's like, what day is my birthday gonna fall on in the year 3000? They'll fucking tell you in 3 seconds. Meanwhile, all those other areas are so deficient. Like, we all want to be, you know, maybe the things that are more useful in our lives, maybe you want to have a little bit more of that, but you know, that's different for everyone. Like, I don't use a lot of math in my life. If you do, maybe you want to be a little smarter in that.
Yeah, you know what,
common sense plays a lot into intelligence.
I find it important that people know pop culture too.
Well, yeah, that's part of your life.
But there's a lot of people who are just like, they don't know anything, or they only know what they like.
Yeah.
And everything else, like, I've never heard of it.
But again,
there's few things that I've never heard of.
But again, that's for their life, and it's useful for their life, and that's how they function. Look, I know what I know. This is, you know, this is for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we decided that we're the smartest in the world, right? So we come up with that?
I don't know if we came up with that, but, I mean, I'm going to have to do some research.
It was close.
It's possible.
So I want to end the show with a couple tips for you. Now, I don't get these tips out for free usually.
Are the couple tips our penises?
But they're too life... I'm like John Tesh. Knowledge for your life.
Oh, I thought we were going to play some music.
So...
Because he's a really good musician. Or is it Lisa Hart? Is it Mary Hart? What was it?
He hasn't been on that show. That was his NBA theme song.
Mm.
What is the Entertainment Tonight theme song?
I don't know.
I know.
Same thing.
I don't think it is. Anyway, so have you ever been at work or somewhere and
never had a job in my life?
And you start nodding off? Like, you're really tired.
Yeah, you're falling asleep. I gotcha.
Or you're driving and you're nodding off. Now,
when I'm at work, the tip is, for me, I stand up. I know if I'm driving, can't really do that.
So here's a tip that it works.
Stand up for yourself.
Pretty well. Now, I figured this out on my own a couple weeks ago.
Stab yourself.
And then I looked it up. Why do I keep...
Yeah, really. You need one of those... little. I got something that'll help lubricate, but we'll work on that in a minute.
So, a couple weeks ago, I was nodding off at work. And so what I did was, I took a piece of gum and started chewing it, and I was instantly awake. And then I looked it up, and it's true. Chewing gum will keep you awake. Now,
well, I mean, the motion, you know, you're working.
Because it's a voluntary activity, and it stimulates your brain. It'll wake you up. Now, standing up and running kind of do the same thing, but if you're at your desk working, you can't get up and run around.
Yeah.
So if you're nodding off, if you're driving, you're nodding off, chew some gum, and you'll be okay.
Get up and run. Ooh, pull over, fucking run home.
True. You can get your car in the morning.
Yep, that's what I do.
They do say that naps are doing it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what the thing is? Sometimes they would say, hey, you're falling asleep, and it's very dangerous to drive tired, pull over, and take a nap. But wouldn't you get a ticket? Do you think some state trooper just comes up behind you?
You wait till a rest stop.
What if you can't? I'm fucking falling asleep here. I'm dozing. I'm all over the fucking road. I have to pull over now. I'm a danger.
Anyway,
you're being responsible, and now you're gonna get shit over it? Fuck you, officer.
I'm not gonna get angry about something that hasn't happened.
But it probably has.
Maybe it has, but I don't know if it happened. But I've been behind semis when you could tell they're falling asleep because they're all over the road.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit! So I try to like speed around the guy because I do not want to be near this guy.
Listen, I don't. The problem with being behind the guy when he has his accident is that now I feel self-conscious. Like, shit, should I stay? Because you're supposed to stay to give like your report to the police.
I get on TV's okay.
But listen, yeah, I mean maybe I would. But
a guy driving into a ditch, they don't need you for a report. You just gotta gotta call the police, make sure the guy's not dead.
Or my fucking show is gonna be on like a few minutes. I need to get home.
Anyway, so. My other tip is this. If you're having trouble sleeping...
Plus, I hate truck drivers.
If you're tossing and turning, they have said that keeping your feet out of the blankets is a good way to... It regulates your heat and you'll fall asleep faster.
I always do that, though. It's just... It's comfortable just to have... You're warm and then you got your feet all cool.
We got to do it.
It's always like...
Hold on. Say that shit like John Tushwood. My two tips.
I haven't heard John Tesh in a while. Yeah, I don't
remember. Having trouble sleeping? Well, scientists out of Belgium have said that if you want to get to sleep faster when you have insomnia,
keep
your bare feet outside of the covers. It regulates your heat, and you get to go to sleep faster. So the next time you're having trouble sleep, keep your feet out. I'm John Tesh.
Fuck you, John Tesh.
This is knowledge for your
life. You know what I hate about him? He acts like he's a fucking smart guy. Like, he's not finding out this research. He's got people who do it for him. Someone gave him some information.
You've ranted about this before. Having trouble falling asleep at work? Well, a study out of New Orleans said that
having trouble falling asleep. I'm trying to fall asleep at work so bad.
If you're nodding off at work.
Maybe I work at a fucking mattress company. I need to get to sleep.
What if you chew gum and have your feet out? Then what happens?
Oh, my God. Your brain blows
it's
up.
It's some kind of like... Like a paradox.
I have an aneurysm.
The universe folds in on itself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Tear a hole in the fucking
time Mark
into
the world by chewing gum and keeping his feet on the blankets.
Exactly. Oh, John Tesh once told me, though, that you stimulate your brain better if you look left to right. It's like exercising your brain. Bullshit to me.
Eating
John.
And having sex will keep you awake, too. So.
That's true. Anyway. For more bullshit, go to HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. What?